In this video, we're going to be talking about the one skill set that is arguably the most important skill set for financial success, financial freedom, and becoming a millionaire in life if you're able to master it. When I tell you this one skill set, a lot of you will probably brush it off thinking that it's very simple, and you might not be hypercritical of yourself thinking that you already have it. But the truth is, very few people in life have mastered this one skill set because we live in a world that is completely distraction driven. You have a phone at your fingertips, social media at your everyday disposal for you to be distracted from obtaining and learning this skill set. Now, in this video, we're not just going to talk about the importance of this one skill set, but we're actually going to dive into the actionable, proven steps on how you can attain and sustain and cultivate this specific skill set. And it's exactly what I used to go in from a broke, lost 16-year-old to now 24-year-old where I'm running an 8-figure PR firm. Now, the reason you clicked on this video is obviously to hear this one skill set, and this $1 million skill set is focus. Now, the reason focus is one of the most important skill sets in life, not just for financial success, but for really any fulfillment in life, is because when you're able to stay focused on a specific skill set, project, business for an extended period of time, you will inevitably be able to master this skill and outbeat any of your competition in that specific field. I want you to think about your life for a second. What is the longest period of time that you've stayed committed and focused to learning a new skill set or maybe building a business? The major problem is, even if you are aware of your deficiency of focus and working towards becoming more focused, we have this extremely strong polar force pulling us in a direction of distraction and trying to take away our focus every single day. These social media platforms have attention engineers at them that their sole job is to get you addicted to the platform for as long as possible. These social media platforms that are at our fingertips every single day are more addicting than any single drug out there. So in this video, I'm going to be breaking down the 4 proven steps on how to enhance your focus skills so you can achieve any of your dreams. Now, step number one is to become aware of how distracted you are by assessing your focus skills. The best way that I've found to do this is through either reading a hardcover book or through meditation. The reason for a hardcover book is because you don't have the distractions of reading on a digital device where notifications can come in the way. And so in order to assess yourself properly, really all you have to do on a consistent basis is read a hardcover book or meditate where you're focusing on one area of body for around like 30 minutes per day. And throughout the exercise of you reading the hardcover book or meditating, you want to jot down every single time your thought pattern breaks and gets distracted away from the activity that you're doing. Now, to put in perspective, the average American has an attention span of around 8 seconds. So that means you can stay focused on one task for 8 seconds and then your thought pattern will break and get distracted to something else. So I don't want you to be too hypercritical of yourself, because if you're watching up until this point in the video, you're in the 99th percentile of people who are focused. Now, what this exercise does is it gives you the awareness of your deficiencies in life. And awareness is the first step in changing anything and improving anything, because you need to be aware of your own deficiencies before you know what needs to be changed. Now, the second step to enhancing your focus in life is to eliminate all distractions when you're working on something. The number one reason for the majority of people not being able to focus on something for an extended period of time is because they're distracted. And so in essence, just eliminate your distractions and then you're going to be able to focus more. And if you need some tips on the 3 best way to eliminate distractions in your life, especially when you're working on something very important, here they are. Number one is, when you're working on something, have a plan before you begin. The best way to get distracted in life is by going into a project or a task aimlessly. And so it's so easy to get distracted because there's no endpoint in sight. Number 2, which is the most obvious, is turning off all of the distractions. So the most primary distractions in your life are probably the notifications on your phone and devices, or your phone just as a whole. So whenever I'm working on an important task, I would turn off those devices. And you should really ask yourself, when you're working on a task, how often are you getting distracted because those devices are turned on? Number 3, my personal favorite, is setting periods of time throughout the day for all of your focused work. The freedom of having a period of the day with uninterrupted work will lower your anxiety levels, because you know that nothing is coming up in the near future, nothing is urgent, and so you you have that freedom of time to be able to get into that focus state. Which brings us to the third step of cultivating the skill set of focus, and that's getting unbelievable sleeps. Studies around the world have shown that sleep deprivation and poor sleep leads to less attention spans, decreased focus levels, and you're just not at your optimal learning level or performance. Can you remember a time where you've woken up after a horrible sleep and you've noticed the extreme difference in terms of your learning capabilities and your attention span? It's pretty obvious how much sleep deprivation and not getting a good night's sleep affects your learning capabilities. And so we're gonna get into the seven things that I've done to get unbelievable sleeps throughout my entire life. Number one is not eating 2 to 3 hours before bed, which allows your body to fully digest the food before entering a sleep cycle. Number two is no caffeine for ideally 8 hours before bed. That's because caffeine has a half-life of an extremely long period of time in your bloodstream. So usually if you're drinking caffeine anywhere in between 6 hours before going to sleep, that caffeine is still in your bloodstream. And so you're not gonna be able to go into REM sleep. Number three is sleep in a pitch black room. Number four is sticking to a consistent sleep schedule so you can get aligned with your circadian rhythm. Number five is taking the supplement of magnesium every single night. And there's tons of research studies of how this can help benefit lots of areas in terms of increasing melatonin production, decreasing anxiety levels, and helping with your sleep overall. Number six is working out or getting some sort of physical activity in every single day. And number seven is not looking at blue light 1 to 2 hours before bed. And really, if you're able to action all of those things, or just even a few of them, I guarantee that you'll have a better sleep cycle, better sleep schedule, overall a better sleep in general, which will be increasing your attention span, increasing your focus levels, and increasing your learning capabilities. And now this ultimately brings us to the fourth and final step of increasing your focus levels. And this is my personal favorite, of being able to get into a flow state quicker and staying into a flow state longer. Now, I wanted to ask you the question of, when you're going through your day, do you ever feel that there's periods of time that you work way faster than any other period of time, where time just like flies by? You're getting work done pretty much effortlessly. It's as if like you're working and the work is just flowing out of you without you putting in much effort at all. Well, those periods of the day that you feel that you're working faster, it's not just a feeling. That's an actual fact, that you're getting into what's known as a flow state, of where you're able to get work done effortlessly, which is with less effort than you would normally do, and get work done faster. I realize that when I'm able to get into a flow state quicker and for a longer period of time, I can get more done in that short span of a flow state than I normally could beforehand, with being unaware of what a flow state is, and get more done than what I used to in an entire day. And so what you might be realizing is, it's not so much how much you're working in a day, it's the quality of work that you're getting done. Especially if you're working on very creative tasks, you need to be optimizing your day around getting into these flow states as quickly as possible. And when you get into these flow states, being able for them to last as long as possible. Now, my three biggest tips for getting into a flow state and staying in for it as long as possible over the past 8 years is as follows. Number one is setting up a reward system for yourself. Now, this reward can either be before, during, or after the completion of your task. For me, my reward system has been a cup of coffee. So I pour myself a cup of coffee at the beginning of every single day to indicate that I'm going to be starting work. And I've been doing that for the past 8 years. And so that repetition just trains my brain, whenever I have a cup of coffee, that it's a reward for me to begin working. And I'm drinking it while I'm working, and so it allows me to stay in that focus state for longer. A very important thing is that you don't want to be having this reward system outside of the task that you're doing, of getting into a focus state. So I have very rarely ever had a cup of coffee outside of doing work over the past 8 years because of this reason. Number two, being able to get into a flow state quicker and staying in for longer, is having a completely clean workspace. Now, this is so underrated, but how do you expect for you to have a decluttered mind of no distractions if you have a cluttered workspace? The two really go hand in hand. To free yourself up mentally, you first have to free up yourself in the physical world. So immediately go clear your desk, and I would argue to clear your entire house, especially if you live on your own. Keep your house as clean as possible, and it'll free up your mind naturally. And number three, before I work on any single task and before I start any single day, I set my my clear intentions of the exact task that I need to achieve and the goal, the dream outcome of what I'm trying to achieve from that task. So I know what the end point is of every single task before I start. So those are the four steps to eliminating distraction in your life, obtaining and building the number one skill set, which is really just a lifelong skill that you need for every area of life of focus, being able to get into a flow state quicker and longer. And if you're able to implement really any of these things in this video, you're going to be way better off. You're going to be far closer on the journey of achieving your dreams. It's going to be way more fulfilling because you're going to be able to get projects done quicker, faster, with more efficiency. Now, if you like this video, drop in the comments what you want to see in future videos. Drop a like, subscribe. I'm posting weekly content of just as much value as possible. I'm really not selling anything to my audience. I'm really just trying to help the younger generation not go through the same struggles and problems that I've dealt with throughout my life and really over the past 8 years scaling my business. So my name is Luke Lentz. See you on the next one. Peace.